You know, lots of states, maybe most states, have vanity plates. I've had a set for over a decade, but I don't know that all of them are privately produced. I remember there was a time when license plates were made by prisoners. Well, that hadn't been true here since November of 2009 when Steve Farrar and some guys started My Plates. He's president and CEO of the company and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. It's good to be with you.
So do you remember when you were probably still in Australia at the time, but prisoners used to make license plates.
You know, David, it's a funny thing. In most states and still in the state of Texas, prisoners still make license plates today.
So they make the plate. You sell the plates, but they make them.
Outside of the embossed plates, all the plates that you see on the My Plates website, over 500 to choose from, are all manufactured in the corrections facility in East Texas.
No kidding. So tell me, how does My Plates face? I mean, are you the marketing arm then for the state for this?
Yes.
How does it work?
Yes. So we launched our program through an RFP, a public RFP tender process that the state had put out. They're looking for a private company to come in and lift the profile of specialty license plates, but more importantly, to also generate revenue for the state of Texas. And so so we come in as the official vendor for the state of Texas to market, sell, and design specialty license plates in the state of Texas, and we're in our 15th year of doing it.
So how much does this make for the state? Do you have a sense of how much you've contributed back to the state coffers?
Yeah, to date, in our just close on 15 years, it's $190 million to the state general revenue fund. And last year alone was just short of $24
million. You know, this concept has been around for a long time. But I mean, Texas didn't have these for a long time. And I know friends from other states would show up and they'd have their initials on their plates or something like that. It was always kind of cool. I don't know why Texas was slow to adopt this, but you were doing this in Australia before you came here, right?
I worked on a very similar program for about 10 years just prior to moving over here in 2008. So, yes.
And how long had it been going down there?
It's a little over 10 years. So I started with that program in its first year of operation. So,
you know, one of the arguments that I used to hear about license plates was they wanted standardization. Is that in that way, if, I don't know, somebody hit you or whatever, you knew there was an orange plate with black lettering and that was somebody from California. Obviously, that's not true anymore.
It's, I mean, certainly when you look at the standard issue designs for certain states, different states have their own distinct look, which obviously Texas has its own. Black on white plate that's very distinctive now as a Texas plate. But, you know, we're launching some new designs each year and you know, getting back to what you mentioned about specialty plates in Texas. Texas has had personalized plates since, you know, the 1960s, and then they launched specialty plate designs in the early 1990s. And so they came out with, you know, animal-friendly Texas Parks and Wildlife, Share the Road. The University of Texas had a plate. Dallas Cowboys had a plate. So, and those many of those plates still exist today under the state system, the original state system. But we actually now host all of those plates at the My Plates website.
So what's the best-selling plate? University of Texas?
When it comes to college, the number one trademark third-party license plate is Texas A&M, the Aggies. So they each year that they've been in the program, they have been the number one trademark license plate year after year.
But so what about the plate itself? Now, I've had a throwback, a black and white plate. I've had that for a long time. Is that?
Well, that is our most popular. So our number one selling plate was our Lone Star black plate, and that's been a number one seller every year ever since it was released.
So I think it was when you guys took this over and started doing it, the plates were flat. They used to be embossed and the letters, you know, stood out. But now they're like silkscreen, or I don't know, however you make them. But now then I saw this release the other day. You're going back to the embossed plates?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, in actual fact, I'm going to show you a photo of my first ever plate. I moved in 2008. And this is my first plate, which is like coined as the three-legged horse. This is the one that has the space shuttle on it and the Texas the Western
horsemen
with,
and stuff like that. Yeah, I remember very well.
But that was my first ever plate, and that was, as you can see, was embossed. And so in 2009, Texas Department of Motor Vehicles moved to a flat digitally printed plate. And so ever since then, that in 15 years, there have been flat printed plates. And ever since they moved to the flat printed plate, we had a number of customers asking us about bring back the embossed plate. And so so through a legislative effort in the last session, a bill was passed to allow us, the private vendor, to bring out an embossed range of plates.
Wait a minute, you had to have a Senate bill to okay bringing out? You have to deal with the state legislature every time you want to do something?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, the corrections facility makes all the plates in Texas, but
right.
The corrections facility does not have an embossing machine for embossed plates. And so to be able to launch a new category of plates to the market without having to use the corrections facility to give approval to the DMV to outsource that, it was best to go via the legislature to make sure that they were on board with it. And the good news is the bill did not have a single nay vote, all positive votes, support on both sides of the aisle. And as I said, it's been a very successful program. And through that initiative, we're now being able to launch embossed plates to the market.
So, I mean, the marketing is important. Putting colleges and dogs and, you know, embossed and stuff like that works. But also, I would think you're a growth industry. But there are not many states, if there are any, that are growing faster than Texas, and all these people have to have license plates.
It certainly helps our program, and our program has enjoyed that growth because we've been growing every year as well.
How do you market? Do you just market by the little inserts I get every year when I have to renew?
No, David. We're spending about $1.5 to $2 million each year on advertising the program, and so we're spending money in over the top advertising. So you'll see advertisements when you're watching your favorite shows on Netflix or Hulu and things of that nature. We'll go on to mainstream TV. We do radio advertisements. We've done outdoor. We do a whole host of different things as part of our marketing plan.
Well, this is a neat business, and I'm glad to see that the corrections facility is still working out there, too. That I didn't know. Steve Ferrer is the CEO and president of My Plates. It's good to have you with us. Thank you very much, sir. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.